like I say, we appreciate the privilege and opportunity to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm glad to have each and every one of you as able to come be with us today. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate your presence. If you want to read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the book of Titus, the second chapter. Second chapter of the book of Titus. Fairly familiar scripture, most of you. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Would like to say we appreciate again the privilege and opportunity to be in the house of God today. And we're so glad you was able to come be a part of us. Second chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. I could probably read all three chapters and be satisfied with that, but so we'll pick the middle chapter out and we'll just trust that the Lord will help us with it. It's not anything in this world that the Word of God can help you overcome. But it has to be more than a mind thing. It has to get in your heart. Yeah. You have to receive it in your heart. And you have to live it in your heart. But without that, it's just a bunch of words. Just to be honest with you. Just a bunch of words. I thought a lot of times people have said a lot of different things about the Word of God and about the Bible. And I've had people that tell me, they say, well, I want Mark in my Bible. It's the Word of God. And I don't mark much in this one. I did my last one. I mark some in this. Truth of it is, I give my first one away, give two of them away to my daughter a couple of years ago, and I asked her, could I see it? I had some stuff wrote in it I wanted to go over. I read and I looked at my note. It's about all you could say is a note. I had no clue why I wrote it. Preacher, I don't really understand that. Well, the truth of it is the Word of God's real. And it'll come alive to you, but the truth of it is it don't happen every time. It don't happen all the time. There's things in here, I trust and pray this morning, that we'll be able to help just a little bit on your journey. You know, I've come to the place, to the realization that life ain't altogether what you think it is. It don't turn out like you want it to all the time. I was curious about what Joan had heard from her test. And I'm saddened that she's going to go through probably treatments and what have you. I still believe in prayer. I still believe it helps. You say, preachers, there's a lot of people that I've known, been around most of my life that they passed away. I think they passed away too early, but evidently the Lord didn't think so, because they're gone. So we don't have control. We don't have total control. But I know one thing, that when I get in touch with Him, it's all well. No matter what the circumstance is, it's all well. And it is. I have no clue why people do some of the things they do and claim to be right in doing it. But that's where we at sometimes. This chapter deals with Titus, I know, and Paul wrote to Titus and he gave him some instructions, just like he did Timothy. And there are some things that Paul wanted Titus to be sure that continued to be a part of his life. We're here not for ourselves, but we're here for others. I believe that. I believe the Lord will touch people. Sometimes he'll touch through a song. Sometimes he'll touch through a testimony. And sometimes he'll touch you just because he loves you. He will. Let you know that you're just one of his. I sang a song and I heard it this morning. I can't remember all of it, but the song they just sung sort of went along with it. Consider the lilies, talking about how the Lord placed things in perspective. And this song talks about, and he said, and I've seen the ocean turn back at the foot of my feet. I thought, you know, we don't rule that ocean, but I know one does. We don't rule the wind, but I know one that does. You pray. I need your help. Starting with the first verse, says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So that's maybe correct the reading. That's reading the second chapter of the book of Timothy, Titus. So you bear with us for just a minute. We'll try our best to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts, and that for the service today. There's some things that I'd like to hopefully get around to. The Lord help us, but he's going to have to help us. He most certainly is. And I'll have to wait on him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to have to wait on him and do that we honestly feel that he's laid on our hearts today. I thought a lot of times, and I don't know, sometimes you look for things that just don't come, and it makes it a little difficult. It really does put you in a place. Makes you second guess yourself about this or that, but nonetheless, this is where we're at this morning, and this is what we have. The Bible says in Titus, keep wanting to call him Timothy, Titus, Paul, you'll find in some of his writings, my friend, where he mentioned Timothy, but he mentioned Titus as well. And Titus was one that Paul wanted to encourage. And he encouraged him in some of the same way that no doubt he was encouraged by the Lord. You'll remember in that of the book of Acts where Saul became Paul. And when Paul became Paul, the Bible says that he conferred not with any of the apostles. He didn't run to them to find out what doctrine he ought to preach or what he ought to say, but the Bible said that he went out in a desert place and spent about 3 years, I believe, out there, and he conferred with the Lord. Now, you have to remember at this time, brethren, that the New Testament was not written. All they had was the Old Testament. But the New Testament was coming in the form, and some of the writings was showing up, no doubt, in Paul's ministry. But nonetheless, you have to remember that it falls back upon Paul. What Paul got from the Lord, he gave unto others. And he wanted Timothy and Titus to keep that going, to carry it on. And they was a way, and they was a standard for people to live by. They most certainly was. They've always been a standard. God's always had a way that was right in the sight of God. Now, it doesn't make no difference what you come up with today. There's always been a way that was right in the sight of God. And I believe Paul wanted to teach that to Titus and to Timothy. And he told them in this first verse that I read unto you, he said, speak those things which become sound doctrine. Those things that will stand makes no difference what the world might say. The world says a lot of things today about the Word of God. And they try their best and have for years to tear down and to do away with it. But brethren, it's the Word. And if you believe it to be the Word, you'll believe it like John said. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. Brethren, me and you will not ever change the standard. She'll always stand. She always has. And brethren, she don't need no props from me and you this morning. Woo! It takes the Spirit of God, my friend, to get a hold of God and to live for Him this morning. It most certainly does. These people, my friend, around about this world has no clue how to live. These men, my friend, and women alike that said they know the Word of God and went directly against it, they are liar and not true. Bible says so. Yes, sir. These things this morning, I'll just be plain with you. These things, my friend, that people do today that is beyond me. It's beyond my time. It's beyond my raising. That's the only way I know how to put it. Brethren, if you know what it costs, brethren, our forefathers, just to have the liberty we have today, brethren, we'd be ashamed of ourselves. 250 years coming up that we'll have had this freedom. Brethren, we've had luxury. Brother Clinton Lunsford used to preach all the time. Now, I don't care, my friend, if you call me one of them old fogies. Brethren, the truth of it is, when Paul charged Titus, he said, you charge them aged men and them aged women. Thank God that they live godly, my friend. Did he not? He didn't talk to the young people to begin with. He said, you Aztons, he said, you ought to live a sound life for God. Yes, sir. Be sober. He ain't talking about drinking, folks. Be sober. Even the young people, that they have a sober mind about them. I'm going to tell you something, and it ain't going to hurt you. Brother Noel Clinton Lunsford, he'd preach about sin. He'd preach against sin. Yes, he would. And brethren, he said the gods of prosperity has robbed us. Brethren, he knowed exactly what he is talking about. A lot of our forefathers, my friend, come up under the way, my friend, that it is just the old way. It was the way. It was the way they lived. See the chickens running up under the floor, cracks in the floor. Brethren, when cold weather come, you throwed on another quilt. Yes, sir, didn't turn the heat up. Heat wasn't within one room. Yes, sirree. Listen to me. My friend, they come up by the sweat of their brow. They work themselves forever. And seemed like they didn't have anything, but God blessed them. Amen. Yes, sir. And he charged them. Now I'm going to say this. I don't know altogether why, but I'm going to say this. My last uncle died Friday morning, I believe it was. Last uncle I got living. And he is raised in that environment. He is raised, my friend, hard work. They worked in the field. Didn't none of them graduate. Not the first child graduated, my friend. They hit the 10th grade. They is in the field from then on. Yes, sir. Then on. Picking cotton, raising corn, raising whatever they had to do. Listen. Paul, my friend, wasn't leaving but one thing. With Titus, he said, you tell them aged men and women, thank God to live a sober life in front of their brethren.
Amen.
You don't think being a Christian's work? Huh? You don't think? How many of you, my friend, that's been married over 10 years, believe it ain't work? Huh? Listen to me. To have a good home, to have a good marriage, brethren, you'll work at it. Yes, you will. It's not automatic. When you say, I do, my friend, that ain't the end. That's the beginning of it.
Amen.
Lord help us, my friend. In a few days, me and Atten back there, Kathy, we'll be married 53.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't even 53. How can that be? Glory to God! Think about it, my friend. The years, they just fly by. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Had a son that died at the age of 27. Been gone 20 years. Yes, sir, will be. Was be. Been gone 20 years. He wasn't hardly 27 when he died. He was 26. Been 27 his birthday, which was a few days ago. Listen. rough, hard times. When we talk about hard times, and I can remember, I've stayed out my grandmother's and granddad's enough to know. And brother, there'd be snow on the ground and them, you couldn't even see out the window. All frosted over. Not just on the outside. Yeah, the inside too. Yes, sir. Wind blowing, that wind blow, it come up through the floor, it come up through the wind. It didn't make no difference. You say, preacher, oh, why couldn't they do better? They done the best they could. Amen. With what they had. Amen. But listen to me. Every one of them, my friend, that lived like that was not a Christian. Don't get to thinking, my friend, that it just happened to the Christians like that. It didn't. No, sir. These things, my friend, that I remember as a child coming up through some things, my friend. I loved SERP time. I was about the only one. I asked that one of my uncles one day, I said, why in the world didn't y'all learn how to do SERP? They held up their hand, every one of them. They said, that's the reason. He's missing that finger right there. Every one of them. What happened? They got it caught in that genie. That SERP genie. You put that cane in there and squeeze all that SERP out, my friend. They got it hung up in the cane. Mm-hmm. Clipped it off. Bill didn't have one. Frank didn't have one. Jimmy didn't have one. All because of they worked on the farm. You hear me? When they got old enough, brethren, they left the farm. You hear me? They was tired of that. Yes, sir. I told Dodie yesterday down at the house, I said, you might think this is crazy, but it happens. But I told my mother one day, I remembered I was mad as a wet hen. And I told her, I said, whenever I leave this place, I said, I'll get me a small yard. I had to mow that grass. I mowed that grass with a push mower. Yeah. Yes, sir. Didn't have no riding no more. Didn't have no lawnmower that rode. Didn't have one. But I'll tell you exactly what happened. I looked at them. I said, yeah. I said, I done that. I said, and I'm still mowing it. Yeah. About an acre and a half down there, whatever, on that knob. And it's a hilly and ain't got much grass, bunch of green. If the rain rains enough. But listen, those hard times, my friend, hadn't got anything to do with your Christian living. Nothing. That ain't what Paul, my friend, charged Titus with. He charged him, my friend, to tell them aged women and them aged men to live soberly, holy, and righteous in this present world. Amen. And I'm going to say this. I can't help it. Folks, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from or what your background is. When your heart gets right with God, it ain't hard to live a Christian life. Amen. Not hard. Amen. Not hard. I told them in the Sunday school this morning, they It's the reason I love that song, I reckon, about his goodness. I think it's running after me. Ain't that what y'all said? Running after me? Run, do you find his goodness running after you? Do you find his goodness, my friend, looking for you, hunting you, my friend, that it might be good unto you? You can't do anything about it. If you're a child of God, his goodness is going to come. Yes, sir. I still say it'll run out of you. Yeah. It will. It'll run out of you. You get goodness in there, Crafton. Brethren, it can't help but to come out.
Amen. Amen.
You get anger in there, it can't help but to come out. Amen. Yes, sir. I'm just happen to be one of them, and I am. The glass ain't never half empty. You hear me? Preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. I've had a rough time. I got news for you. Things will get better if you'll get right with God. Amen. I can't help it. I'm just as honest as I can be, my friend. Why in the world you want to be negative with everything that comes out of your mouth? Why? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. See if they ain't something else comes out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Yes, sir. I'm just one of them. I happen to believe whatever's in there is coming out. Yes, sir. I've told you, and it ain't no secret. I know my people. Mother had 12 brothers and sisters, 2 sisters and 10 brothers. I had an uncle, my friend, that was 2 years older than I am. Yeah. I passed him in school. He got stuck in the 5th grade and he didn't care where he got out or not. He didn't. All he was waiting on, he gets 16-year-old. I had some boys in my class like that. All they was waiting on, 16-year-old, they was leaving, going, do something. I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't quite that bad. I'm glad I graduated, but I'll be honest with you, that's all I wanted. I'd had enough. I wasn't going to get no more. And no, sir, no, sirree. I felt like I'd get me a good job, my friend. I'd be satisfied. I don't know where I'm satisfied or not, but I got a good job. Yes, sir. Worked 12-hour days, sometimes 6 days a week. Huh? Listen, these things, my friend, that happens in your life, and the truth of it is, God will help you in whatever aspect you want help in. He will. But you're going to have to determine and make up your mind that you're going to live for Him come what may. Yes, sir. Come what may. There's no reason why a child of God cannot have some happiness in their life. No reason. None. Zero. You say, preacher, and I've been told this, well, you're just too serious. I don't take on a lot of foolishness. Never have. I ain't going to start now. No, sir. There's things. I don't know this morning. I really don't, but I'll be quite frank with you. I still believe God's putting out some good stuff. Don't you? I believe, thank God, He's saving some good people. Yes, sir. There's some of you, my friend, that showed some interest in this church and the things that's going on. My friend, keep it up. See if God won't bless you for it. Us preachers need somebody to preach to. Yes, we do. Preacher, they're all going over yonder and they're all doing this and they're all doing that. Yes, and they all going to keep going as long as you're encouraging them.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I love my church. It ought to be your motto.
Amen.
I love my church. Preacher, we ain't got enough of this, ain't got enough of that. Thank God, pray to God, see if He won't help you with it. Brother J.O. Jarrett down at Stoner's 10 years ago, they was in revival. I believe Bill McStoss was helping him in revival that week. And I was there on one night. It was a Tuesday, might have been a Thursday, but it was one of the two nights. And he just pointed out them young people, they sit right over there where some of you youngins are. He said, I want you to invite your friends to come be with you in revival. Just what he said. Just pointed out, right out of the blue. Nothing been said, this or that or nothing. Went back the next night, and I'm honest about it. There's three rows of them. Three rows of them. You know what them young people did? Yes, sir. They invited them. Glory to God, need some help. Thank God, just asked Him. See if He won't help you this morning.
Amen.
You need some help living?
Bless Him, Lord.
Ask Him. Ask Him. He'll help you make you the best person you can be for Him. At your best, you're going to fail. Do you know what? You can drown in your miscues, your mistakes, your should have done's. Should have happens. Maybe I should have went this way or that way. Have you ever talked to the Lord and asked Him which way you need to go? Has He ever told you not to go that way? And your next step was that way? I'm going to tell you something. He did not condone it. I know what I'm talking about. I've prayed about some things, Crafton, and he told me straight out, no. My dad's done that too. Straight out, no. 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 Preacher, he talked to you like that. He talked to me enough that I know no meant no.
Yeah.
But guess what? I had a mind of my own. Yes, sir, I had a mind of my own. You say, preacher, why are you telling people these things? I'm going to tell you, it's because it's real. You have the same problems, the same situations. And brethren, I want you to know that God can help you overcome a mountain.
Amen.
He's done enough in my life that if he had never done anything else, thank God, I ought to just praise him.
Amen.
For what he has done.
Amen.
He may have not have worked. I tell you, he'll work spiritually. He'll work naturally.
Yeah.
Yes, he will. I had a time in my life that I needed a lawyer, and I hated lawyers worse than I hated doctors. Didn't like them, didn't want to be around them, had no use for them. But I had to get one, had a situation. I went to a man that I had confidence in, and I told him, I said, I got to have a lawyer. Do you know one? He gave me a name and a number, and I called him, and I went and met with him, and he said, I don't know where I can help you or not. Exactly what he said. He said, I'm a this kind of a lawyer, and he said, you need this kind. Exactly what he said. And the truth of it is, he thought about them kind about like I thought about them.
Bless him, Lord.
And he is a lawyer. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm here to tell you that God knows lawyers.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? God knows lawyers. He knows. He's got some out there. Yes, sir. I found one. I called him. We went to one man and her. We sat down in front of him. And me and her both got up, and I said, I might need one, but he ain't going to be it. Huh?
Amen.
Yes, sir. He ain't going to be it, and he wasn't it. I found another, and my friend went and talked to him, told him what I had to have. He just looked at me, and he said, if you didn't need the paperwork, he said, you don't need me. He said, you've tied my hands. I said, brother, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
We're going to do this. It's going to be this way. Don't tell me God ain't got some.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, sir. Went to court about everything. Scared to death. Thought I was going to lose everything I had. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got in front of that judge, and he looked over everything, and he read everything. And he said, Mr. Jackson, he said, is this the way you want it? And I said, yes, sir. Done. 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 Don't tell me. God don't know how to fix something, naturally speaking. Yes, sir. He'll fix it. He'll do that thing for you. For you. Preacher, I got no business with all that stuff. I got news for you. God's got them everywhere. But brethren, you better pray before you go. Yes, sir. Can't help it. Come out of that courtroom. Lawyer that was for the other side caught me down that hallway. He said, I'll get in trouble if they know I'm talking to you. But he said, I'm telling you. He said, if they don't do you right, he said, you still got rights. I didn't know that. He said, you don't have to accept what they tell you. He said, you got the right to do it the way you just see it. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's good to know. Good for me to know. But listen, folks, you say, preacher, I'll never face any of that. You don't know what you'll face. You don't know what you'll get in front of. Years down the road, Chloe and Austin living with their mother, and their mother wasn't doing things right. Just wasn't doing them right. Chloe called. She said, I want to come live with y'all. Huh? I want to come live with y'all. Preacher, I ain't got none of that to worry about. You don't know. You don't know. Then here we go down another road. Don't tell me God can't do things. God knows how to plow a field if you need one. Hallelujah. What did old prophet prophesy over there? He said, tomorrow, this time, there is famine. There wasn't nothing in that city. Wasn't nothing, my. They didn't have no barley. Brethren, this prophet prophesied is going to be sold. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. That's what he said. There's three old lepers out there beside the gate wondering what they're going to do. They're at the point of perishing. They didn't have nothing. Wasn't nothing in the city. They said, we can't go in there. There ain't nothing in there. They're on the outside anyway. They said, we go over yonder where the Assyrians was, I believe it was. Said they might just save us. They might. Why sit we here till we die? I'm going to tell you something, and I hate to say this, brethren, but we got people dying in our pews. Dying. And I'm going to tell you one reason you're dying. My friend, you've lost your desire to live for God. Why sit you here till you die? Them three old boys got up and said, we going yonder. Maybe. You know what happened? The Lord sent a noise. Did he not? That night, that Lord sent a noise. Brethren, them Syrians got gone, left everything they had. Them three old boys out there gathering it up. Yes, sir. I can see them just putting it in bags and sacks and toe sacks and everything they could get a hold of. And one of them spoke up and said, we do not good. We do not good. Hey, the famine in the city down there. Let's just take it down there. Here it come. Next day, did it not? It entered that city. There's a man in that city that said, why, if the Lord opened up the windows of heaven, this thing might be. The old prophet said, you'll see it, but you won't need it. Huh? It's just pretty much the words. You'll get to see it, but you ain't going to get to eat it. Brethren, the next day they sold a homer of barley for so much. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Didn't just feed them three, fed the whole city, my friend. Don't you do away with God just because you've got some bad news. Thank God you hold on to him. Let's see what he can do with it. Amen. Little widow woman didn't have nothing. had one last meal. One last meal, Steve. I don't know about you. Some of you ain't old enough, I know. My grandmother lived out in the country, kept her flour and meal and everything. They was in little barrels out there. My other grandmother, she had cabinets all down one side. And on that end cabinet down there, there was a meal drawer. Bin. Guess what you call it? And it had meal in it. Yeah. It might not mean nothing to you, but I think about this little widow woman, I think about it every time. Brother, she had done been in that meal barrel.
Yeah.
She got the last meal out.
Yeah.
Out. Already out. Hadn't baked anything yet. She was out in the street, her and her son gathering sticks. They might start a fire. They might bake them a little cake. Yes, sir. Had a little cruise. Old Elijah told, said, go fetch me a little cruise. Huh? Mm-hmm. While she was going, he said, bake me a cake. Bake me a cake. Huh? Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Woo! I believe God can still put meal in the barrel. She looked at him and said, not so. Said, we've got all the meal out. I said, me and my son gathering these two sticks. He said, we're going to eat and die. Is that not what she said? Brethren, she knowed that meal barrel was scraped. They wasn't nothing in it. He said, but you go ahead and bake me a cake. And the Bible says, it didn't say that that meal barrel ever got full.
Right.
You hear me? I believe every time she went in there, she had to get down, get in the bottom of that meal barrel. Brother, she brought out enough for her, him, and Elijah. During the whole famine, the Bible says the meal barrel wasted not. Wasted not. Preacher, you still think God's able to do things like that? If I wouldn't, I got no business preaching to you. None. You might be scraping bottom, but thank God you got a bottom to scrape. You ever know there's a bill coming and know that you didn't have the money for it? Oh, preacher, you don't get like that these days. You need to live in the real world. Listen. Know it's coming. Know it's coming. Ain't nothing. I'll be quite frank with you. I'll tell you this and then I'll go on. You might, and I know I've told you some things. There's been some things in my life. Brethren, but nobody but God is able to do. Nobody but Him able to accomplish. I have no clue, Leroy, what'll take me out of this world? I have none. Done thought about Brother David. David come down brain cancer. Me and him same age. He's 1 month older than I am. Real close. Been close most all our life. And you get to thinking, well, why? 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 Why did he come down with cancer? His wife trying to take care of him, she wouldn't take care of herself, she died. You hear me? Just a few days ago, folks. Then David, they went through all the treatments and everything, told them they was giving them the best thing that they had and this and that and another, and then he just went away. Went away. I ain't got the why. Brother Griffin Crumley preached for me down at Zion Hill years ago. Must have been around 85, 86, somewhere in that neighborhood. Brother Griffin come in, he always had pretty hair, I thought, a lot of it. He come in, he didn't have a hair on that head. He got up to preach. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't know why the Lord does things, but I can tell you one thing. I'll never forget the message he preached. Never, ever. Think about it often. But his remark was when he first got up, he said, well, some people say that I'm sick. He said, I ain't told nobody I was sick. Going through cancer, going through treatments. And he talked about it. He said, the Lord been good to me. That's what he said. I'm going to tell you what he preached on. He preached out of the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. And he preached where John, where the Spirit said, John, come up hither, and I'll show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And his message was getting high enough to see the church. High enough to see the church. I ain't never forgot it. It changed the way this old boy looked at the 21st chapter when he preached that. He didn't get into a lot of the other stuff crafting. But he is talking about getting high enough to see the church. A lot of people ain't never seen her. Huh? A lot of folks, my friend, it's sad, but there's a lot of church members that's never seen the church.
Amen.
Paul seen some things. Paul went through some things. But Paul wanted some things to continue. I'll tell you this morning, Mountain View, there's some things that need to continue.
Amen.
And I'm going to be as honest as I can be. You got a lot of little ones around here, and they're going to be the one that you teach. As he said this morning, you don't wait till they get teenagers. Yes, sir. Come get a verse song. That's going to be the message. I know I've been scattered. I've been here and there, but I'll tell you, the Lord will be good to you if you'll just recognize Him. As the Lord. Paul, one way of looking at it, Paul had some things he had to overcome. Because Paul didn't have a good, he didn't have a good reputation.
Yeah.
Him starting out preaching, his reputation was to put them in prison that believed in the name of Jesus. But you know what Paul did? He preached Jesus. Unto them. Yes, sir. And they believed. They believed. There's no telling how many. You've got, is it 13 epistles? I think to the churches. It's a lot. Paul wrote, I believe, 13 epistles. So he had a lot that he wanted these men to be sure that they carried on. And in this chapter, he told Titus, he said, you charge them aged men and them aged women with some things. Then he got down to the young ones. But folks, it starts with us. It starts with us. The truth of it is, it continues with us. I hope you got something out of the message today. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you. Let us stand. We sing our song.